Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko have vowed to advance bilateral ties. In a phone conversation, Xi Jinping called on the two countries to enhance mutual trust, deepen cooperation, and enlarge the scale of bilateral trade. The two leaders also discussed enhancing cooperation in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. This year marks the 30th anniversary of diplomatic ties between China and Belarus. The Chinese president says China is ready to promote greater development of China-Malta relations as the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties approaches. Xi Jinping made the remarks when he exchanged New Year greetings with Maltese President George Vella in a phone conversation on Monday. The two leaders have agreed to strengthen cooperation between the two countries, including through the Belt and Road Initiative. Foreign Minister Wang Yi reiterated China's firm support for Kazakhstan to maintain stability and end violence. He made the remarks in a phone call with his Kazakh counterpart, during which they discussed the current situation in the Central Asian country. He says China is willing to do its best to provide necessary support and assistance for the Kazakh side. The Kazakh foreign minister has expressed willingness to maintain close contact with China and strengthen cooperation on security. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has urged the United States to unfreeze Afghanistan's assets and lift unilateral sanctions on the country as soon as possible. The call comes as Afghan officials say the recent rain and snow have aggravated the plight of Afghan people in need of food and clothing. Afghanistan's facing serious challenges due to the economic sanctions imposed by the United States. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin says although the U.S. military has withdrawn from Afghanistan, the suffering caused by 20 years of occupation continues. The city of Tianjin has reported 31 locally transmitted COVID-19 cases and 10 asymptomatic ones in its latest resurgence. The city's health commission says all the positive cases were identified among close contacts under quarantine or those under closed-off management. Over 9.6 million residents have been tested in the city. India has begun administering COVID-19 booster shots to frontline workers and vulnerable elderly people. The fast spread of the Omicron variant has been fueling an almost eightfold rise in daily infections since the start of the year. In recent days, hundreds of healthcare and frontline workers have contracted the virus. The Indian government administered 1.5 billion doses of vaccine. Radhika Bajaj has more.
Given the large number of healthcare and frontline workers that have contracted the virus in this third wave, there is certainly enthusiasm to take this booster shot. And from today onwards, we will see 10 million eligible frontline healthcare workers actually taking these booster shots. The Prime Minister has called this a precaution shot and also has said that those above the age of 60 who have any comorbidities, underlying medical conditions are also eligible for the same. And to make things simpler, in most parts of the country, if you're eligible for the booster shot, you don't have to register. You can walk into a vaccination center.
The command of U.S. forces in South Korea has tightened antivirus rules due to surging COVID-19 cases among servicemen. It says travel to Seoul is prohibited except for official duties or for individuals who live or work in the capital city, owing to the associated risk of potential exposure to the virus. The number of COVID-19 infections among U.S. forces in Korea has increased to over 3,000. Around 28,500 U.S. troops are currently stationed in South Korea. UK Education Minister Nadeem Zahawi says reducing the coronavirus isolation period from 7 days to 5 would help reduce staff shortages in key areas. Zahawi says the UK Health Security Agency will continue to review the situation as calls to reduce the quarantine period further grow.
I would obviously always defer to the scientific advice on this. It would certainly, you know, help mitigate some of the pressures on, you know, schools, on critical workforce and others. But I would absolutely be driven by the advice from the experts.
Currently, people who test positive in the UK can leave isolation after 7 days if they test negative on day 6 and 7 on lateral flow tests. On Friday, 200 military personnel were deployed to hospitals, and this week, another 150 troops will help in ambulance service in northwest England. Official data shows that more than 39,000 National Health Service staff members were absent due to COVID-19 on January 2nd, up 59% from the previous week. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.